You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Syracuse area Congressmember John Katko says he favors the release of the controversial classified memo that alleges the Department of Justice and the FBI abused their surveillance powers ahead of President Trump's election. It could be released later Friday, pending Trump's approval. Katko says it should come out sooner than later as Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller continues his investigation.
While it's unusual, in this case, it's probably necessary, given the allegations, but put it this way, if it comes out and there's nothing to it, but then there's nothing to it. If it comes out and there's information in there that would tend to indicate a problem, well, then that should be known too. And I think Mueller would like to know it himself, and so we'll see.
As a former assistant federal prosecutor, Katko says he knows firsthand doing a proper and thorough investigation is critical.
So if there's something to indicate that the agents or someone had preconceived notions that skewed the investigation to go to a place it shouldn't have gone, or if there was a misuse of authority, and it went beyond the authority, like, for example, the wiretapping provisions or evidence derived therefrom, that is something that should be examined.
Katko is quick to add that he hasn't seen the memo, and he's not sure if that happened in this case. He says while it might be the news of the week, Congress continues to work on other issues, including infrastructure. He and the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus have come up with a plan that addresses highways, water, broadband, and airports.
We presented a lot of recommendations, and we had a very in-depth, vibrant discussion with the folks from the White House, from the president's cabinet, and I was at the forefront of those discussions. We're trying to find some common bipartisan solutions to get it done.
Then there's immigration and the budget, which is up against another deadline next week. Katko blames Democrats for the gridlock.
In particular, hold the funding for our defense hostage until they get a DACA fix. And we're trying to decouple those. Let's get the budget fixed, and then let's get a DACA fix. And they're also requiring that if you want an increase in defense spending, you need to increase non-defense spending as well.
But Katko claims Democrats don't specify just how they want to spend that money. He says most branches of the military are the most vulnerable they've been in generations. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.